Chapter 2. The Anatomy of Empathy. Imagine that you need help. Perhaps you want volunteers for a charity you're running, or you're looking for someone strong enough to help you schlep an air conditioner from your car into your apartment. Or maybe it's more serious. Suppose your child will die unless you can get enough money from strangers to pay for a life-saving operation. What could you say that would make people want to help you? An economist might tell you to try incentives. In the simplest case, you can just pay people, though this plainly won't work if what you need from them is money. Non-monetary rewards might also work, including those that involve reputation. You don't need laboratory studies to figure out that people are nicer when they know that their actions are public, though, of course, such studies do exist. So one can induce kindness by promising, perhaps in subtle ways, to make these kind actions known to others. That's why certain charities offer mugs or T-shirts to those who donate. These announce the giver's generosity to the world. Then there is the power of custom. We are social animals, and our behaviour is controlled to a remarkable extent by the behaviour of those around us. Even for children, the amount they contribute to someone in need is influenced by what they observe others doing. Another trick to eliciting a certain sort of goodness, then, is to convince people that it's what everyone else is doing. Sometimes organisations get confused about this, sending out messages that backfire. I was once in a dining hall at the University of Chicago and saw a sign. Do you realise that more than 1,000 dishes and utensils are taken from this dining commons each quarter? Presumably, the intention of the sign was to shock the students into compliance. That's terrible. I didn't know it was so bad. I'd never do that. But for me, at least, the effect was to make me want to slip a knife and fork into my jacket pocket. If you want people to stop doing something, don't tell them that everyone does it. Incentives appeal to self-interest. Custom appeals to our social nature. But a third way to elicit kindness is to get people to feel empathy. Much of the best research here comes from the laboratory of C. Daniel Batson. In a typical study, Batson and his colleagues put...